Hello, everybody. Welcome to Boomer versus Zoomer, your favorite generational battle podcast. I am, of course, your favorite rascal of a little brother, Mumkey Jones, joined as always by my co-host and confidant, your favorite uncle, Asterios Kokonos.
Hey, how you doing out there, fellow kids?
And I'm very excited. We have a very special guest today. You might know him as the creator of Honest Trailers and Movie Fights. He may have lost the battle, but he's gonna win the war. The internet icon himself, Andy Signor!
Wow, hello, hello. Good to be here.
Welcome to the show, Andy. We're very excited to have you.
I'm just impressed you guys had the balls to put me on TV or whatever this is.
Oh,
podcast.
If anything, Asterios and I have some pretty big balls, I'd have to say.
Well, thank you. I'm not the monster internet wants to paint me out to be, so I'm happy to be here.
The only monster on this show is the one that Asterios is holding in his hand if he would speak up so that Google Hangouts would show him.
What? Are you talking about my Monster Dude. Energy Zero Ultra cracks?
Are they your sponsor? Because fuck Monster Energy.
No, it's because he's a boomer, so he has to drink it.
Do you guys know that Monster literally does IP war? You should know, Asterios, you have all the crazy lawsuits, right? But Monster goes after every name that's ever been Monster. I have a friend who does a thing called Mad Monster, and literally Monster Energy is forcing him to hire a lawyer to stop them from using the word Monster in Mad Monster, a horror convention. It's atrocious.
Oh, that's what... But they're not going after Monster Cables, are they?
I think they did as well.
My favorite gold-plated friends? They make video gameplay better.
What about the Monster Mash? It's my favorite song in Jeopardy.
I'm sure it's been up.
It's a graveyard smash. No.
Speaking of which,
Bobby Morris picking alone.
Asterios, not to spoil the end of the podcast, but speaking of that song, I have a special surprise for you later on in the show.
Oh no! My past is catching up with me.
So, Andy, just real quick. This is going to be really embarrassing for me, but I've been a huge fan of the Movie Fights podcast that you started, 4 or 5 years ago at this point? How long has it been?
I really lost count, but yeah, it was probably four years ago or so.
You were the judge on that show. I think you were the best judge the show has ever had. And frankly, it's been, I guess, somewhat of a dream of mine to go on Movie Fights and to have you be the judge. So if you guys are both willing, can me and Asterios movie fight right now and have you judge the winner?
Oh, I mean, can we call it something else? Can we call it a nerd war?
We can call it, we could call it, Monster Fight. So then we get double.
There
sued.
You go. Sure. I mean, I will judge you. I happily will judge you.
Well, let's do it. Just throw out Asterios. I mean, I guess I didn't get your consent, and that's a big thing these days. Do we have your consent for this?
You know what? Fuck it. Let's have a movie fight. I'm interested in
no,
a
it's,
movie.
No, we're
fight
having a nerd war.
Win.
We're having a nerd war.
It's a nerd war. Nerd war.
Yeah.
Nerd war. Sorry, not movie. Walk. Look, can you patent the idea of a bunch of nerds in a room
no,
arguing?
You can't.
I don't think you can.
You definitely can't. Just like you can't patent Monster.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm sure Hal Rudnick tried to. I'm sure there was like a time when they were like, oh, the tournament of nerds. And the movie fights are just tournament of nerds. But it's like, hey, shut up. Okay, so when I was in LA, everyone was always talking like, oh, but it's like the movie fights ripped off Turn of Nerds. It's like, well, Hal works for both. I mean, Andy, you always heard that, right?
Actually, I didn't. Movie Fights was built off a show I did when I was 7 years old called Who's the Best? I swear to God, my parents can go. And literally, I just got the figures. So now I've re-brought back Who's the Best. I'm not copying Movie Fights, guys. I'm copying Who's the Best.
You can't copy yourself, though.
How
it was your show.
You can't. But my point is, it's just, you know, the idea of arguing about pop culture things was always been up in the air. And Tournament of Nerds, I didn't even see it, to be honest, before. Like, I didn't really understand it or do it. But you know, is there similarity? Sure. But it's a comedy. Like, that's a comedy show that's specifically about creating characters and arguing. I didn't ever consider the same, but if Hal did, Hal, I'm sorry. He never had the balls to admit that to my face.
Whoa! Wait, hold on. Look.
Justin Donaldson has he's made a lot of accusations. That guy is full of shit. I will say it here. And the things he said are not true. But I love Hal. I'm not crazy about Justin Donaldson because he showed his cards on me.
Justin Donaldson used to work for you. Like you would.
No, he that. Never.
He, well, he worked at Screen Junkies. He
can I clear the air on this? Because I don't actually ever. I don't ever. You're only bringing it up because of Tournament. I don't have any opinion of Justin Donaldson whatsoever. I had opinion.
Sounds like he has an opinion of you.
He sure did. When he came on to direct shows, which I did as a courtesy to Hal, because Hal kept begging me when I brought him in to direct episodes. He insisted on Final Cut of anything he made. He came into our channel, and Dan Merle will attest this, even though he probably doesn't want to back me up. Justin Donaldson came in and had the balls to say any episode I do requires Final Cut from me. I was like, dude, I don't know who you are. I'm not giving you Final Cut of our show. Like, are you on drugs? Yeah,
who is that? I don't even know who that is.
Anyway, he's a friend of ours from L.A. He was a director on a bunch of stuff. And I guess apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently Justin Donaldson is talking to Blue Streak of Shit about Andy Signore.
When my shit went down, he came out and made some awful accusations about me, and I just wanted to clear it, like, because this is your friends. I guess your friends don't watch anymore.
What are the accusations he made, and how would you rebut them?
Because I don't remember. He said a lot of.
What did he say?
He said a lot of things about like how I was a jerk and I stole credit from him and I demand like, dude, I don't enter the YouTube descriptions. Like, I don't know how that works. People I hired do that for me. Like, I went in there like make sure my name's on credits. He thought I was like stealing credit from him when I had nothing to do with it. My name was literally copy and pasted as director every time we uploaded a video, just because I did it in the beginning and then the people who worked for me continued it. There was never a rub against Justin Donaldson, but he got so. I think he was just so jealous and angry that me and Hal were succeeding and he was not. And he used that against me and he got emotional and he tore me down when it happened and jumped on a bandwagon like so many do, which is why I'm so glad to get out of LA. And I think so many people just, they're just sheep who just listen to what people say, bitter ex-writers of mine who were shitheads. All these people just were the first respondents to really like tear me down. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm not the easiest guy to work with. I'm a tough guy in that like I want shit to be good. I expect stuff to be funny. I've earned my right and I've made a lot of hits online. Like I think I've earned the right to sort of say that's I want to do this, I don't want to do that. And anybody sort of didn't want to hear that, just you wanted shit at me. Justin Donaldson was one of those people. And I'm calling him out just because I really didn't like how he called me out. And Hal knows the truth. I never, ever, ever tried to do that to him. He was always invited. I never did anything mean to him. I tried to give him as many bones as we could. And he would just talk shit about me forever because he was upset that he wasn't doing movie fights, I think, honestly, because he thought I should be Hal's go-to guy. Who's this Andy Signore guy? I've been doing this at UCB for so long. It just reeked of desperation and emotion that it's like, dude, get over yourself, do your own thing and quit trying to put me in the mud. I'm only putting him in the mud because I'm responding and I've been silent for so long. I'm responding to shit he said against me. So anyway, there you go. You got an exclusive.
Well, look, I mean, look, let's just get this over with now, Monkey, if you don't mind. Haven't you
I really wanted to movie fight
the-
Asterios.
Like, haven't you kind of also earned the right to, like, if a girl starts talking to you, like, you're allowed to ask her on a date? I mean, just because you're famous and, like, women are talking to you and they're chatting with you, all of a sudden it's a crime to talk back to them?
No comment. I can't comment. I can't comment on any of that stuff. You know, I told you guys, I'm in a lawsuit is the real issue.
Asterios knows all about lawsuits.
I can explain what was in the lawsuit, and I'm not trying to say this to be glib or any of this. Like, honestly, I don't want to address – I will address it when I'm able to, but I have a lawyer who told me not to. I'm going to respect that because I actually do have a case. So many people jumped down my throat and just said I was a predator who was jockeying my power, do these things. I can't respond, but I assure you there's more to this story than you know. As the stuff that is public, there was an accuser of mine who says I tried to rape her. I have very clear evidence that shows the things she said aren't true. I look forward to sharing it when I'm able, but I'm going to do it in a court of law. I'm not going to do it on Twitter like they did. I think that's not, you know, I think that's not the way you should do things in this day and age. Lawsuits and due process are more important than ever. But sadly, a lot of people
look at what happened to Kavanaugh. I mean, and look what's happening to President Trump right now. These are two men, just like you, powerful men. Multiple accusers come out of the woodwork, and we're supposed to just believe? Just because there's a lot of accusers, we're supposed to believe them? Whatever happened to your day? I mean, surely at this point, you're starting to sympathize with President Trump.
It's innocent until proven guilty.
What you're going through.
I don't. It's what's weird is, you know, I actually don't. I'm still liberal, but I'm slightly becoming more conservative. Because what's interesting is when I watched the Kavanaugh things, it's hard to talk about this. It's not hard.
Powerful man.
But I believe Dr. Ford when she did her testimony. Mm. I really did. I thought her testimony was very, she was a good witness. What she said, there was no reason. She's a doctor. Knowing the shame that happens with Twitter and everything, I don't believe she's really getting that much benefit. Yes, she'll write a book, whatever. When Kavanaugh came out, he said he didn't do it. So it was, where are we at? We have a he said, we have a she said.
Well,
and the reality is,
a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, if how come you believe Dr. Ford, but we're not supposed to believe the people that have accused you? What are you going to say when people tell you that? Because you got to start to prepare for this.
Well, I cannot wait for my accuser to go through the same process that she did. It's all I'll say. Because I do think in certain situations, you can tear that down and prove things, stories don't hold up, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that'll happen. I feel confident that'll happen at some point in my own case. Okay, but, you know, to wrap up with the Kavanaugh thing, I don't think he should have lost his job.
You got to start to get ready for a question like this. Like, why should I believe Stormy Daniels but not your accusers, Andy? Like, what's your answer to that? Because you got to start getting ready. This is happening.
Oh, it already does. And I'll talk about that when I can. But I what I can talk about is Kavanaugh, because that's not me.
Sure.
I don't think he should have lost his job.
President Trump.
I don't think Kavanaugh should have lost his job. Wait, hold on. I just want to say, I don't think he should have lost his job, but I don't think he should be a Supreme Court justice. I think there are certain jobs, that is one of them, that requires to not show your cards so emotionally and politically. And I think he did. And for that reason, not the accusations, the way he handled himself in that court, I don't think he should be fired. I don't think his life should be destroyed, but I don't think he should have been a court justice given how emotional he got. I just think that office is higher than now. So I think that to me is where I ultimately ended up. I would have probably just said, look, let's nominate someone else, stay as judge where you are or whatever. But Supreme Court's going to like dictate whether Trump should be in office or not. And this guy has just, to me, shown too much of his partisans, where Supreme Courts aren't supposed to be politicians. They're supposed to be the ones above them, right? They're supposed to be above left and right, you know?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we expect these guys to uphold the Constitution. But, you know, thank God in the Constitution, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. Putting Kavanaugh aside, let's take a look at President Trump for a second. Because President Trump is somebody who...
He's obsessed.
Everybody is... all these women that we're supposed to just believe...
Oh, did he die?
Believe he slept with Stormy Daniels?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of women are accusing you of stuff that you didn't do.
Well, no, that's actually what's incorrect. One woman accused of something like that.
There's only one accuser?
There's one accuser who said I did anything like a sexual assault or anything like that. There's no...
What about the women who are claiming that you wanted to trade your position for...
Nope.
No one's accused you of that?
I'm not commenting on it, but I'm just saying, do your homework.
Guys, if I could butt in here, as a Zoomer, I don't care about all this political stuff. The only predator I want to talk about is Shane Black's new masterpiece film. You guys feel me?
Well, yeah. Well, look, Shane Black, that's another movie where all of a sudden there's a sexual predator put in the movie, and then where Olivia Wilde cries and screams, and we can't have this.
It was Olivia Munn.
You really need to do
your homework.
Olivia straight.
Look, whatever Olivia it was, all I'm saying is this. Me, I'm a guy. All of a sudden, everybody starts coming out of the woodwork and accusing me of stuff. Some of them may be credible. Some of them maybe not. But all of a sudden, there's a bandwagon started against me. Like Andy, you don't think that you were accused by like a bunch of people? You think you were only accused by one person?
No, I think there's only one accusation I'm focused on, which is the assault. I think that is, to me, what actually is the most offensive and egregious claim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And no other employees actually, you know, people say, oh, you were sexually harassing your employees. Yeah, yeah. My point is none of that actually happened. And
so you never sexually, because people want to know. So you're saying I never sexually harassed an employee.
I said it in my piece. No, none of my employees. I never assaulted. I never threatened to terminate anyone. I never did any of those assaults. Now, those charges. I don't want to get in the weeds of this. You're trying. But my point is, I will in time, and I will address it all in time. And in this instance, I don't. In Trump's instance, like,
the dude
was caught on tape saying we can grab these girls by the pussy. Like, that's where things I think are different. You know, it's like, and that's assault. Like, to me, there is difference between flirting with a girl and assault. There absolutely is. Matt Damon can get in trouble all he wants for admitting that, but there's definitely differences. And I think, you know, Trump is just in trouble because of those other things he did. I mean, I always liked Trump on Stern. Like, if you guys listen to him on Howard Stern, he was never shy about saying what he wants. So I think that's where a lot of this comes back to, of Trump, you know, can't be that person he wants to be anymore. And now he's having to lie a lot, which he's caught lying lots. So I just think, you know, comparing me to Trump is a little unfair and off topic.
People are going to do it, man.
I don't give a shit about those people.
I'm a former PR guy. I used to have a great PR job before I got fired because of this goddamn lawsuit that I got involved in. And what I'm trying to do, especially now that we're like, especially, you know, now that it's just kind of us boys talking for a minute, people are going to come after you for being so anti-Trump, but then they're going to ask you the question. Look, they're going to say, like, look, we got a tape of Trump saying grab him by the pussy. I got a chat log here of you saying send me nudes, like, to fans of yours. And like,
show me that chat log.
Sure. I mean, hold on. Let me find it.
Please don't.
Let me just Google it. I mean, because it's got to be right here. Hold on. Because people are going to say, like,
no, for real, serious. I can't comment on it. I can't.
Look, you don't have to comment on anything. But I'm just saying, you got to prepare for the question.
Saying you're gonna pull up something that's probably not true and something I'm not gonna talk about.
So no, you don't have to talk about it. You don't have to. You absolutely don't have to talk about any of this stuff. But when you're on a show and somebody brings this up, like, okay, so here we got this woman, Ira Wave. Wait, let me open this image in a new tab. So Ira Wave.
So are you just trying to like force me to like do this? Is this the truth of what you're doing? Are you just no? Because I talked to him and I said we can't talk about the lawsuit. So do you want me to go?
No.
I told him I can't talk about the lawsuit. If you're going to start trying to, like, because I want to talk about that stuff. It's not fair. I'm not saying no. I'm not going to talk about, like, but if you're going to start throwing things at me, I'm going to go because I don't want you to play this and make me look like a jerk. That's not fair, man.
No, it's not. You don't have to look like a jerk, but like when somebody asks you.
No, I comment, mean, Asterios. Yeah. I will comment when I can in the lawsuit. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, Asterios, I think he said as much as he can say on the subject. I think
I'm
we
trying
should.
To okay, say well, as much right, as well, I can. Well, you want to talk about yours?
I mean, here we have...
Asterios, come on. We got it.
You know,
it's fine.
How old are you? Since we're talking about being naked, I just wanted to make sure you weren't 16. You know, we got...
I don't even know what you're reading, and I don't...
I'll send it to you. Hold on. It's from this girl named Looney Princess, Ira Wib. I'll put it in the chat. And it's just like, so what you got to say is like, I've never heard of this person. This is Photoshopped. I never hit on any of my fans. I never asked any.
All of that will be said. All of that will be explained in my court case.
Wait, where is it? How do I chat? There we go. All right. I'm going to set. So like, but I mean, Maddox accused me of a bunch of stuff that I didn't do. And even though I got a lawyer saying, don't talk about it, I got to be able to go on a stream like this and say, I am innocent. Where you're at, I never harassed Maddox, which I never did. I never bothered
I'm innocent. I've never harassed anyone. That's all. I gave it to you. We heard it. I can't.
Have you ever asked a fan for nudes?
I can't get into the weeds right now.
If you can't say no to that, you're gonna be dead out there.
Dude,
you gotta say I never asked a fan.
Dude, why are you putting me in the spot?
Because I'm trying to help you here.
No, you're not. You're actually not. You're gonna make me look like a shithead who's
all
arguing
right,
with you
guys,
about the stuff.
You guys talk about what you're gonna talk about, because I'm trying to help another innocent man here.
You're not. You're not my lawyer. You're not my lawyer.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I don't know really. I don't know what got into him. I really thought we were just gonna do a fun movie fight.
Yeah, well, clearly we weren't. That's clearly why you got me on here, was to try and make me look like a jerk.
I just wanted a fucking movie fight.
Well, that's a good cover, but I just, you know, look, I can't talk about it. That I tried to give you as much as I could, and if that's what you guys want to do,
I don't even want to hear about it.
That's kind of lame.
No, we don't have to talk about it, Andy. I don't want to. I tried to stop him. If you and me want to talk about the new Predator movie, I would love to, because I honestly am a big fan of Screen Junkies and all the work that you've done.
Okay, great. Well, go ahead.
Well... I saw the first video you did when you came back on Popcorn Planet, and I do want to talk about the new Popcorn Planet channel, because I think the whole point of going on shows when you have a new channel is to advertise it. I think you're doing a new format where you interview the real people. Like, what I really like about that is that the LA types are so robotic in the way that they think. Like, it's all a company. They're all like slaves to the PC culture and all that shit. So the idea of a show that's not, oh, I went to film school, guys. Oh, I know everything about movies. To interview people who are like me, who just want to go to see a movie and have fun and be entertained by it, I think it's much more valuable to interview just the common man than those smug fucking LA people. So I really appreciate what you're doing on that show.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little out of necessities because we're here. But as I hung out here in Florida, which actually is like, there's a lot of real people and real nerds who just don't get the exposure. I'm not doing this for the views this time. I'm doing this because I want to have fun and I want to talk about movies. That's why we agreed to come on your show. That's what we're doing there. And it's like, I go see the movies and we have these conversations and I think there's an opportunity to do it. What's also nice is because I'm not in California. Where are you based? You're not in LA
I'm
either, right?
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, as far from LA as I can be.
Yeah, well, they do a lot of production there, though, in North Carolina. I remember Dawson's Creek and stuff shot there, right?
I have no idea. I just moved here anyway, 2 years
ago.
But
my point is, when you're outside of LA, you can shoot another thing. So what was really fun was the fact that we got this movie theater that we could tape, you know, the interviews and do stuff in, which is makes it more fun. It gives it the production value. I can get real people leaving the movie who actually bought tickets, and they don't have to worry about, can I be mean to this movie, or so Disney doesn't give me access next week. That kind of reaction and honest feedback is more fun, I think, and just what, you know, real people, you know, out there watching want to do. Not all exactly. I don't want to call them robotic and as mean as you did, but
fuck them. I hate those people.
But there's some good people who were doing it. But yeah, there's a lot of just, hey, here's my Instagram. Here's my Twitch. I got to do 4 promotions. And it's like, just be fun and talk about what you care about and be honest about what your beliefs in your movies and stuff versus like self-promotion, which I think, you know, kills a lot of content right now because we all have 10 channels we're trying to promote. And if you have to sit there and promote it, then and they didn't go seek you out directly, then you didn't do a good job when you were on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody feels like they have to be a brand now. And instead of giving their personal honest opinion, they want to give like the brand friendly opinion on everything. I don't know. Like, it's pretty much if the Rotten Tomato score is bad, people are going to give it a negative review, and then vice versa if it's good. As somebody who really liked the new Predator movie, I don't know if I've seen anybody review it and say that they liked it as much as I did, other than the people in your video.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a terrible movie. But
like in a good way, right?
It was funny.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
I think that was, you know, it was a funny movie. I thought Shane Black wrote some funny stuff. I thought all of them. Olivia Munn, Keegan-Michael Key, the guy from Moonlight was great. It was just a good cast that they got sort of got these really good people together and just had them have fun together, which I thought was funny. It lost steam for me in the second act when it just started trying to be too serious and not really just the fun. But up until then, I thought it was just a good time. It was what I feel like those like a Predator sequel should have been. And I can we talk spoilers? Everyone's seen it. What always bummed me was they were supposed to have Stallone be there at the end. Or not Stallone, Schwarzenegger was supposed to be the big reveal at the end. Like Dutch was going to walk in. And I thought that was great because they ended that movie with a sort of weird like Easter egg thing of like, oh, this is the Predator killer's in here. And I was like, oh, it's going to be Stallone. It's going to be Schwarzenegger. It's going to be a xenomorph. And then they ended up just doing a robo suit, which was very kind of boring for me.
Yeah, it's like setting it up for a sequel that's probably never going to come.
Well, yeah, I don't even remember it. I don't even think it did that well.
I don't remember exactly, but yeah, it wasn't like a huge hit or anything.
It'll be interesting to see if more come out.
Well, since
so you won your movie fight. There you go.
I was going to say, since Asterios left, maybe if you want, you and me could do a little mini nerd war and let the audience vote for who won.
Okay.
So do you have any topic that we got to think of something that we'd want to actually, you know, go head to head on? Like
what?
I guess you're excited for the Aladdin movie. I guess I can argue why I'm not.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm not. So, I mean, sure, we can try it. I'm going to lose because we don't know how that Aladdin movie is going to be until we see Will Smith as the genie. Because it's just, I'm excited in that they played a lot of music strings and things that brought me back to my youth of just like, oh man, when you watched the footage and heard the slight, you know, Arabian Nights come in, you weren't at all like,
No. All it does is piss me off that these
right, let's, why? Go,
these
fight.
Fucking Disney execs, Creativity is dead. Disney movies were never creative in the first place. They take stories that already exist and then they just make them into an animated feature. But now they're so fucking lazy that 25 years later, they're just remaking their own movies. And most of these are so CGI heavy that it might as well still be a cartoon. I don't even know why they're remaking this stuff. I do know why, because they want to make an easy $1 billion. It's not a creative artistic choice. It's not entertaining to me. If I wanted to watch Aladdin, I'll watch Aladdin with Robin Williams. Will Smith stands no chance of beating Robin Williams as the genie. If I wanted to watch Aladdin, I'd watch Aladdin. What they're doing is trying to make a quick, easy buck, and it really disgusts me.
Didn't you watch The Jungle Book? You didn't like Favreau's Jungle Book?
No, awful.
We won't count it agree at all, but I thought I went in expecting Jungle Book to be exactly what you said, but the original Jungle Book for me isn't even that good. Like if you rewatch the original Jungle Book with the elephant march and all that, it's kind of slow, meandering, and goes nowhere. And Favreau managed to bring like some serious heft. Khan was scary as shit. Shere Khan. And so I thought it surprisingly worked in a weird way, and it was exciting. It was more thrilling than the cartoon. Like they were able to bring another layer to it that is exciting. So I think Aladdin could bring that, but the problem with Aladdin is you have Robin Williams as Genie, which it's like, how are you going to, no one can come to toe with that. So I hear what you're saying. I agree. The Beauty and the Beast film was stupid. Maleficent was stupid. Yeah. Alice in Wonderland. Oh my God. What a fucking piece of garbage fire of what on earth. Tim Burton. What has happened to Tim Burton? I'm so disappointed. But Alice in Wonderland, I don't know how that, it made $1 billion, I guess, because it went in 3D and everyone was curious after Avatar. But yeah, you're right. But I was, as a purist of the 92 original, I thought, no way, this is going to suck. But the little Iago flying through and the Cave of Wonders looked kind of cool. They didn't really show us enough to really make an opinion is the real truth. But if Will Smith can make it his own and surprise us, that's really what it needs. I don't think a live action Jasmine and Ali are going to be that hard to recreate. It's the magic of Abu and the carpet, which the carpet will look badass. The carpet, Abu, and Raja and the genie are where the big question mark is.
I'll give you the point that the original Jungle Book is kind of a big piece of shit. I think I was looking at it with nostalgia goggles. But the difference here is that the original Aladdin is a timeless classic. And why try to improve upon perfection?
No, I mean money. Yeah. You're right. So you win. I can't not beat that. I mean, they're doing it for money. The fact that Lilo and Stitch is now coming out,
oh,
too.
Oh, wait, what? Like, what?
Yeah, they just announced Lilo and Stitch. They're doing Lady and the Tramp for the Disney Play service, which is like, I
don't
know. Are
they going to film real dogs like those Chihuahua movies?
Like Air Bud?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to run out of movies. And then are they going to remake the remakes?
Yeah, I think
they'll remake them animated. I'd love to hear a serious rant on that before he stormed off on me. But yeah, I don't know how you remake a remake.
No, I think he maybe he got a little too high energy on his white monster.
Monster. Yeah. His monster. Those monsters, man, they'll kill you.
Yep. It killed the podcast. Okay, I'm not going to waste your time all day. So my other big question is, Popcorn Planet, you're doing all these cool shows, but you don't really have like the big flagship pull like the Honest Trailers were. Do you have a project in mind that is going to really become the next big Andy Signor viral hit?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is I'm still, it's time. It's trying to find time and, you know, I'm working on this, I'm trying to work still, find some gigs and make the time for the big thing. It's just, I don't have the budget I did last, you know, with Screen Junkies. We had a budget, we had the resources. So now I'm really trying to be scrappy. And for me, coming out the gate with something, you know, like that was, I want to earn more fans back before I drop the next big thing that I hope will work. For me, it's like, it's not about views and success right now. Like everyone thinks, can think that, or they can hate on me. They can leave. They can choose to watch me. They can walk out on me, whatever they want. You know, I look forward to being able to say everything I can say when I'm able to. The truth is I want to be honest and honest about it all. That's why it was frustrating me when he was pushing me. Cause it's like, yeah, I want to talk about things, but my lawyer said I can't. He's not my lawyer. I'm not going to risk that for some dumb podcast. No offense.
This podcast is way too stupid to blow your
commenters.
Career.
the commenters can say, oh, what a jerk. He didn't, like, no, I didn't confirm or deny because I'm not allowed to yet because of what my lawyer told me not to comment. And that, you know, so I'm going to respect that. I haven't made a comment. And even if anyone thinks I did on that, I didn't. So don't make an implication. I really am not, you know, doing that. But, you know, I'm only confirming what I said in my statement, which is, you know, I didn't assault or, you know, threaten anybody or attempt to assault anybody. That's really important for me and my character because I don't, that is actually what hit me harder than anything else. It wasn't, you know, there's a lot of accusations about me, but I specifically have trouble getting employment because a woman says I assaulted her and I didn't. And I have proof. As I've said, I will prove that. And that's, you know, that's what's important. So getting the fans back slowly, like after lawsuit, which I think will hopefully help me a lot in getting some more people to sort of come back and say, man, we really put you through the ringer. I see now what happened. And I see you've gone through a lot. I've seen you've changed. I see you've grown. Like, those are things that are important to me. And, you know, focusing on me right now is more important than, do I have my next honest trailer?
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to make sure I could have fun, just get back to getting used to making content. And so it's, you know, it's low rent. It's back to being guerrilla style. And I'm hustling again, which is really just kind of fun to get back in the groove of trying to make videos quick and not worry about the quality right now. Just make stuff, just get back in the habit of talking about stuff and getting back out to talk to people like you. That's all really important to me sort of in my, you know, next steps of trying to, you know, be a better person and be a better critic and be a better content creator.
Yeah. I mean, you're cranking out stuff fast, but that Captain Marvel trailer, you know, joke analysis thing, you made that in like, what, 2 hours? I thought it was the funniest thing I'd seen related to that trailer.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I woke up because I'm realizing, oh, I'm on East Coast, so I can actually beat some of the people to this. And so I thought I'd do something very fast, and I'm still learning Premiere. I actually didn't edit for Premiere, so that's another reason my stuff's not amazing yet, just because all this stuff has been me learning how to use Premiere. I'm doing multicam editing. I'm not live on any of those on Nerd Wars. They're all pre-taped with three cameras that I got to cut together, and it takes a week to do until we get a switcher. That's why I started a Patreon to try and get us a switcher, etc. But yeah, the Marvel one was sort of one where I was like, this is kind of fun, and I just did it quickly. I learned how to do the keyframes and all that stuff, and then I ended up taking longer than I probably should have because I don't know. I took an hour or two, which still was quick, as you noted.
For that video,
but most
it was
people,
very quick.
Most shitheads just post a video of them being like, here it is, I'm live, look. It's like I did with my Aladdin trailer, which I did, of course I did that like that because I realized I'll probably get more views. And so far I am. It's just YouTube rewards you for being first versus being the best.
Yeah.
And that's what's so bad about YouTube right now is not only are they not promoting people and not helping a lot of creators, it's really sad. Even Screen Junkies, I remember our views were starting to go down, and I did look, you know, just out of curiosity, their views are still a lot lower than usual. And it's just across the gate on all channels. YouTube is just doesn't seem to care anymore. Yes, you have to work fast. And so I was proud of the fact that I was able to bust that out fast, but it still didn't matter because now everyone and their brother is going to post a Captain Marvel Easter egg video that's not really good or important, but it'll just be first. And then the algorithm will just sort of reward randomly a lottery of who does it. I mean, do you see your content as you must see that all the time? No.
Oh yeah. I gave up on even talking about relevant subjects anymore. Like, I'll just pull out something that was relevant 6 years ago and try to force it back into relevance. Cause like the game of trying to do what everybody else is doing, it's not winnable anymore.
Yeah. I mean, cause you've been doing it for a while too. How long have you been on YouTube?
A little less than 3 years now.
Do you still think it's the best platform to put content on?
It's the only one I know how to use. I don't understand what the fuck TikTok is supposed to be. Have you heard of that?
No, I thought you got Twitch wrong.
No, TikTok is...
do you Zoomer you or whatever it is?
Yeah, I'm a Zoomer. I should know what TikTok is, but I have no idea what this wild new craze is supposed to be. I have no idea.
The Twitch is supposed to be... the Twitch, that's, I guess, in my... What does that make me?
You're a boomer.
I'm a boomer, yeah. The Twitch, as the kids call it, is all the rage. But then Instagram actually is really good. Like Instagram, I feel like actually shares your content. So I'm looking at all other platforms now to sort of relearn, educate myself to make sure I do it right. Because I think you have to in this day and age.
That'll about wrap it up. I want to let you plug everything, but real quick, can we agree that after you win the lawsuit, you'll come back on the show and tell Asterios to go fuck himself, please?
Absolutely.
Thank
yes.
You.
I will happily
Thank
do that.
You.
Yes. I will happily come talk when I'm able perfect. To talk and I explain why. So I hope people, you know, the people will hate on me no matter what. And I'm sure, you know, this was a little of his agenda to try and be stunty, get the views of we caught him. It's all so dumb. And the people who are falling for that and into that, it's like, okay, you got it, you win. But I want to focus on the future, the lawsuit, my family, and just trying to, you know, rebuild and do what I need to do right now. That's what's most important to me, you know, thinking forward. And thank you for reaching out like you did and your support with me. Your messages and stuff were very kind, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, tell people where they can find you online, your Patreon, your Twitter, all
that. Oh, they'll find me if they want to find me.
I'll link to all your stuff in the description.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
You just did a show for free. You might as well plug your stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not here to do it. I'm just here because you asked me to be.
Well, thank you.
I'm here to help, and you seemed like a nice guy until
I try to be a nice guy.
A chick. but anyway, no, I'm here because I wanted to support you, and thank you for supporting me. And you can check the links, as you said, if you want to put them there, they can find me there.
All righty. Hey, thank you for coming on, Andy. Hopefully next time
it's
much more calm and friendly.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably not. That's always sort of been him. No wonder they kicked him out of LA.
Yeah, I've always been saying Maddox was right all along.
And to be fair, I didn't do the homework. I've been offline. Thank God. Can I recommend, instead of checking out my stuff, everyone just get off the computer and go for
a
walk?
No, I need the views. Don't do it.
Go offline.
Don't listen to them.
Get some fresh air.
No.
Don't just come to the YouTube algorithm. Go live a life.
Watch monkey videos all day.
No. Watch a little bit and then come back and watch them after you took a break. Right. There you go.
Andy, thanks for coming
on.
Man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Oh no, I like went as far away from any recording devices as I could, just in case.
Did you were you listening in to the show?
I heard a little bit. I mean, but I assume you did a really good job. I mean, catch me up. What's going on?
I convinced him that when he wins the lawsuit, he'll come back on this show to spill all the beans and to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's great. Okay, excellent. Yeah. Oh.
We had a very nice discussion about Predator.
Ah! Did you talk about Aladdin?
Yes, we did quite a bit.
Excellent. Oh my God.
That was a heck of an Asterios moment.
I kinda can't see how that could have gone better. But like, I mean, because he had absolutely no answer. He had zero answer for like any actual. What did you think?
I think he was smartly taking the advice of his lawyer, and he didn't want to get gotcha'd on this stupid podcast.
Well, yeah. What? Like, hold on. Do you mind if we terminate for a second? Just talk over the phone.
Oh, you don't want to do the podcast anymore? We're still going.
Oh, I do. I want to do it in a sec.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Asterios, we've had a moment to decompress. How do you think our interview with Zoomer hero Andy Sigmore went?
Oh, my God. I think it went pretty well. I don't think that guy had a good answer for, did you ever ask any of you? I don't know. How do you think it went?
I think this is an injustice. I think it's completely unfair. I feel like you did to him what our country tried to do to Justice Kavanaugh, an innocent man trying to pin the accusations of multiple women against him. I find it truly disgusting. He'll always be a Zoomer at heart. He'll always be a Zoomer in my heart. And us Zoomers gotta protect each other from you, you sick, twisted boomers.
Oh my God. See, well, the thing is, it's interesting that he lives in a world where Kavanaugh and Trump are guilty, but he is innocent. You know what I mean?
No comment, Asterios. No comment.
Well, all right. What's next for this episode? What's next for this banner second episode of Boomer versus Zoomer?
Well, Asterios, speaking of lawsuits and whether or not we can talk about things, there's something we need to talk about right now, mano a mano.
I'm listening.
When we started this podcast all those days ago, you know, we were brothers in arms. We thought we would be taking on the world by storm. I thought we would have each other's backs. But you betrayed my trust. You betrayed my humanity, Asterios. As everybody may recall, we introduced a segment on the show last week where you could vote for the winner of the episode. Was it the Boomers or the Zoomers? And I took a huge lead, like 90% to 10%. And a few days ago, Asterios, you might want to get your no comments ready.
Oh my God.
You took to Twitter to... And you posted a link to the straw poll.
I did do that.
Begging. Oh, he admits it.
Begging.
Begging.
I don't know about
for
begging.
More votes. So, Asterios, I had no choice but to file a lawsuit against you.
God damn it.
Unfortunately, I don't know your current address because you're moving like a slippery snake week to week.
Oh, my God.
So I had my lawyer record the complaint. And I'm going to send you a link and we can listen together.
Dear New York Supreme Court. I am Morgan Red Sandwich, attorney at law. My client, Monkey Jones, PKA, plaintiff Zoomer, is filing a lawsuit against Asterios Kokonos, PKA, defendant Boomer, for a sum total of $20 million and $1.
Not again!
Plaintiff Zoomer and defendant Boomer started a webpage together called Boomer vs. Zoomer, wherein listeners would vote each week on who won, the Boomers or the Zoomers. Plaintiff Zoomer alleges that defendant Boomer breached an implied verbal contract when he posted a direct link on his Twitter webpage crying about his lack of votes and groveling to his followers to give him a boost. This unfair advantage in voting was crippling to my client's self-esteem and professional image, and he will not rest until he obtains the aforementioned $20 million and $1 from defendant Boomer as compensation for emotional and reputational damages. There will be no settlement agreement in this trial. Plaintiff Zoomer is willing to take this case all the way to the United States Supreme Court if necessary. He has even offered to bribe Justice Kavanaugh with either a beer or a frightened 16-year-old girl, depending on the justice's mood. Jesus. Get fucked, you boomer cuck. Sincerely, Morgan Red Sandwich, attorney at law.
Okay, I don't know how that's racist yet, but it is racist.
That was my real attorney, Morgan Red Sandwich.
Morgan Red Sandwich? He sounds a lot like Asperger.
No, he doesn't.
He sounds almost exactly like him.
He had a name change.
What? Oh, well, then I have to respect him. Liberal surrender hands. Okay. Never mind. I'm not going to mention Asperger's.
Don't dead,
dead
name Asperger.
Oh, no. I accidentally said it. Ah! Go to liberal hell.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so you won Boomer versus Super last week with a commanding 80% lead. So the Zoomers win. Congratulations, Zoomers. I feel like I've got some pretty good. All right, so here's the thing about the show is we're gonna try to understand each other's culture, okay? I'm going to try to understand Zoomer culture. You're going to try to understand Boomer culture. I got a couple of things about Zoomers that I would love a little bit of clarity on.
Okay.
Okay. Have you noticed that all Zoomers do this internet baby talk thing all the goddamn time?
What kind of baby talk? What do you mean?
You're always like... Instead of hello, you say like henlo. You're always talking about like snack with two C's. And you're always like, I want to take a nap. And like, there's just, I've seen a lot on the internet where like, instead of saying hi, people are writing out H-A-I. And there, it seems like your entire generation is stuck in some sort of permanent internet baby talk. Do you not know what I'm talking about at all?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but as usual, the boomer is horribly, horribly confused.
Okay, well then explain this to me, because it seems like a zoomer thing.
Yeah, it's called evolution, Asterios. Species evolve, your brain evolves daily, but the language evolves too. You see, back in the day, back in Shakespearean times, the language was so complex that nobody could understand anything that was happening. You would try to go order something at medieval Subway, and they wouldn't even know what the hell you're talking about, because everybody's language in Shakespeare times is so crazy. So as the language evolved, it became more simple, the complexity went down, it devolved in complexity and evolved in understanding. So now us Zoomers are evolving the language even more so that you don't even need to use real words anymore to get your point across. You can put H-A-I. It seems like it'd be more of an effort than just typing out H-I.
Right, it's one more letter.
But the cuteness makes it easier to understand. And also, we're trying to speak in a secret code so that you Boomers cannot spy on us on our Instagrams and Twitters.
Okay, wait a minute. You guys have an Insta? And a Finsta, and a Rinsta, right?
Those are just the three that you know about. We have one
Wait,
for
what?
Every letter of the alphabet.
You got a Binsta and a Clinsta and a Ginsta?
We got an Onsta and a Binsta and a Kinsta and a Dinsta. Just goes down the whole alphabet.
Is your Onsta just Instagram pictures of your OnStar instant response car alarm system?
I legally cannot confirm or deny, or else I'll get kicked out of the weekly Zoomer meetings.
Oh my, is Binsta just Insta spelled with one of those stupid red B emojis?
Why do you do that, by the way?
That makes, look, I'm going to say this about you goddamn Zoomers. Your memes are tethered to nothing and make no sense. Our memes, Boomer memes, Mr. T ate my balls. That, you know what that means, and you know why it's funny. If a guy says, I pity the fool, and a guy with a big mohawk and big gold chains eats your balls, that's funny. We know why that's why you wouldn't want that to happen. What's with this emoji B? Bepsi? What do you call it? Beepus? Why is that funny?
It all started with that legendary episode of Family Guy when Joe Swanson says, a beater. And since then, we've all, because all Zoomers love Family Guy, probably funnier than the Dick Van Dyke Show or whatever the fuck you guys watch over there in Boomer.
We love the Dick Van Dyke Show. We're big fans of Dick and Mary. He just trips over an ottoman. He's working for the Alan King Show, but we love Dick Van Dyke.
See, we replaced that with a real comedy show, Family Guy. And one of the best jokes is just a character pronouncing the other character's name weird. So we turned it into a whole new culture.
You're serious, aren't you?
When have I...
This is...
When on Boomer versus Zoomer have I ever not been sincere, Asterios? You can't name one time.
Look, man, I'm really trying to understand Beepus. Because you guys are talking about Beepus. And I'm like, okay, I wrote down another goddamn idiot thing.
Okay.
That you guys, you stupid. Okay. So our memes, like... All your base are belong to us. Makes sense. Hey, we found this poorly translated Japanese video game, and all of a sudden we're just putting the phrase "all your base are belong to us" in other places where it don't belong. Racist? Yes, absolutely. A shameful chapter in the Boomer Past? Sure, of course it is. I can't think of anything more racist than "all your base are belong to us." But you guys do a thing where you put spaces between all your letters. Or you're like, some of them are capitalized and some of them are lowercase. That's not a joke, Zoomers. Defend yourself.
So, for example, you might have noticed, you know, we refer to each other as based. And sometimes when somebody is so based, it cannot be contained within just the word based. So you have to do B space A space S and etc. It expands a word to make it more important. I know you guys, you don't value really anything other than ruining the economy, but here in Zoomer world, we value even our own words, and we will stretch them out to make them more memorable and meaningful.
But you'll also put them going down as well!
Well, typical Boomer doesn't like going down.
God damn it! Ugh! I'm just saying, it seems like you guys, it seems like everything is just arbitrary. For you guys, it's only funny for funny's sake, like pictures of you and your weirdo YouTubes where it's like, oh, here's SpongeBob SquarePants, but now the audio is going to go all the way up and scream in your ears for some reason, and that's supposed to be funny? It's like, what? It just hurts my ears!
I've got a question for you about a Boomer joke that I never really understood, Asterios. Maybe you can shed some light on this.
A good joke? Yes, I'd love to tell you about a good joke.
So the joke is that if somebody is in the shower and then somebody flushes the toilet, it makes the shower water really hot. Is that a real thing? Because it seems
or really cold.
What's the deal with that? Because I've many a time been in the shower and peed into the toilet from the shower and then flushed it. The water temperature did not change. Was the plumbing stranger back in the Stone Ages or what's the deal with that?
Okay, well, first off, you should be peeing where all boomers pee, which is while they're taking a shower in the shower. While you're taking a shower, that whole tub is what we call a boomer toilet. You should be able to pee and poo if there's some sort of third substance. Boomers poo and pee in the shower. If we're showering there, now here's the thing. If the shower's off, your clothes stay on. That's the boomer code. But if you're in there...
I mean, come on. What's more relaxing than just letting it go? Wait a minute. Aren't you idiot Zoomers the feels-good man generation where you just want to pee in wherever you want because it, quote, feels good, man, with your Nazi frogs? So you should be Mr. Pee's in the shower.
I used to be, but then I realized how manly it felt to have a pee stream arc all the way across the room and land it perfectly in the toilet bowl and then make my girlfriend clean up all the pee that lands on the floor.
Now, that is very, very manly. Well, look, I will say this. We used to have these things called hot water heaters, which were tiny. So they only, like, a hot water heater in a house only held, like, a couple of gallons of water. And when you flushed it, it sucked all the hot water heater water into the toilet for some reason. Because toilets, I guess you have to flush them with burning hot water. Wait a minute. You're part of a whole generation where during a trailer, when something crazy happens, like a dog starts talking or grandma flashes everybody, and all of a sudden you hear like a record skip noise. You don't know what record players are or what that skip noise is.
That's the awkward sound effect. I thought somebody made that in a laboratory. What is it?
It means that a record is a big plastic disc. It's like a big CD.
Like how this episode won the record for most awkward podcast. Is that kind of record?
No. It's a different thing. It's like a. Do you know what analog media is?
Is that the same as my iPhone?
Oh my God, you guys are so fucked. I'm so glad that you won't be able to afford houses and the global warming's going to destroy everything you love. I lived my life, Zoomers. I'm out of here. You know how everyone's always like, wah, wah, we got to leave a better future for our kids. Guess what? I'm not having children. Later, suckers.
Hey, not having kids is a Zoomer principle. You're showing your true colors, Asterios.
Only because you guys can't afford to. I'm choosing not to.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm glad that I ruined Applebee's for you. Get fucked.
Oh, God. What are you guys doing to all of our chain restaurants? Why aren't you spending money you don't have going to eat food that'll make you sick? We built a whole... for 20 years, that's how we ran the economy. You think we wanted to go to TGI Fridays?
I think,
who would want to go to TGI Fridays? But we went there and we ate the endless apps and the cheese straws because, goddammit, we were keeping the economy afloat. You're putting people out of jobs, Maddox.
Whoa. I think we could do a whole episode on chain restaurants. We're coming to the end of this one soon, so I think we should jump into all the fan questions and voicemails.
Bring it. What do you got?
Do you want to do some fan mail or do you want to do some voicemails first?
Let's do some fan mail first.
All right. We got this guy named Ramen Godoy who wants to know, can someone be born as Zoomer but be a boomer? I would consider myself as a 19-year-old boomer. I enjoy waking up early in the morning, mowing the lawn, grilling, and just having an undying love and support for Israel. I would love your input in this matter. And I figured you'd be the one to ask about this.
Well, I will say that being a boomer is a state of mind, like specifically a closed state of mind. What you need is you got to be able to say to yourself, like, I'm better than everyone else. I'm right and everyone else is wrong. I'm the smartest. Everyone else is the dumbest. Like, I feel like Zoomers have the false, like, sense that they're in some sort of shared society or reality. Whereas us boomers know that, like, we are the protagonists of planet Earth. And so I think this guy's doing great. Like, grab yourself a white Monster energy drink and go to town. What do you think? Are you willing to let this guy go from Team Zoomer?
No, it's always sad when you see a freshly born Zoomer who wants to follow the boomer principles. Because the boomer principles, like you said, are the ones that are... actively advocating for Applebee's and TGI Fridays or even things that aren't important like global warming or what, who cares? But
Member Bennigan's?
I don't.
Member?
I don't, but I'm sure this guy loves eating at Bennigan's.
Bennigan's was the best! They didn't have chicken fingers, they had chicken thumbs! You went in there and it was always St. Patrick's Day. You know how at TGI Fridays it's always Friday? It was like every, it was even better than that because it was St. Patrick's Day. Oh, everything was fried. They would put, they even like fried the beer. Your check came fried. You were served food by a super sexy deep fried waitress. Oh, I miss you, Bennigan's.
I need to find a way to stop all these Zoomers from jumping ship, because we need more Zoomers to help vote Zoomers into the Senate, like the oldest Zoomer on planet Earth, Bernie Sanders. We need to get him.
Yeah.
All you Boomers voting for Trump, I know you voted for Trump, Asterios. I saw the Twitter screenshots of you submitting your ballot. You damn Boomers are trying to destroy the world by voting for these horrible fellow Boomers out there. Boomers cause nothing but pain. The Boomers started World War I. The Boomers started World War II. The Boomers started Vietnam. The Boomers started the Iraqi War. The Boomers started the Afghanistan War. The only war that we started was the war on Christmas. Not violent.
Okay. First off. Well, now we're fighting those wars with Zoomers, so we're keeping you guys employed. Like, that's how you gotta think about it. Like, who's over there fighting in Afghanistan for the 20th year in a row? Zoomers are! We're done with it! Now it's your problem. Much like we've handed you the problems of global warming and a shattered economy, we're now handing you the gift that keeps on giving. Careers. Endless, never-ending war in Afghanistan. And probably Iran, thanks to President Boomer himself, Donald Trump. So, you guys will have work for a while. Isn't that good? Don't you want jobs?
You know, speaking of Zoomers getting revenge on Boomers, Asterios, and ruining possible future careers, I have a YouTube link that I think we should both click on at the same time.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I got Twitter open right here.
Okay. You might remember last episode, I guess the first episode, you made a horrible mistake, Asterios.
Oh, no.
Of admitting that when you were my age, you made just a hilarious song about perhaps some Monster Mash characters, trademark, patent pending, sorry, Monster Energy drink, please don't sue us. And you might get sued for the song for multiple reasons. So let me know when you're ready to hit play.
One, two, three, eight. I got a tale to tell from the depths of hell. So listen up, real swell.
How long has it been since you've heard this?
I think you'll enjoy it. Well, I was working on some science in my spooky laboratory, never thinking I'd see anything that's frightening or gory. Then one night, through the window by the castle, oh my heavens, monsters with candles were observing 9/11. It was Dracula's, a super spooky, a 9/11, a candle vigil. It was Dracula's, a super spooky, a 9/11. Candle vigil. The gargoyle sang, "We shall overcome." A spooky headless horseman played.
That's me playing the drum.
Wow.
The mummy said our love.
Yeah, this is my buddy Jeffrey singing. Oh my god.
Sacrifice would not have been in vain. Blob started a debate on the war overseas.
Oh, this isn't you singing?
No.
Oh, I thought it was you.
And that's my friend Joan singing.
The UN.
Oh, Joan Ford?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Dracula.
That's her doing.
Spooky, a
that's me singing harmony.
A candle vigil, it was Dracula's super spooky.
I'm glad this is a big group project that everybody chipped candle into vigil. And thought was okay.
The tried to stop imagine by John Lennon, but
we were a bunch of edgy early 20-year-olds. We were both 21 or 22.
A zombified George Clooney called on Rumsfeld to retire.
And apparently, the studio we recorded this in was like the same studio the Rolling Stones recorded in.
He looked around and glowered. He said, "Igor actually lost family in the towers."
Oh my god. Yeah, that's Joan. Jesus.
Stop shouting their insults and excuses.
Song comes becomes very sad towards the end, huh?
Igor crying.
Well, I think, yeah, and I think it ends right here.
Useless.
Wait, what?
So the vigil was over, but Drac had a new plan brewing.
To honor the fallen, let's kill a bunch of humans.
It was Drac.
Jesus Christ! You were such fucking edgelord!
It was Dracula. A super spooky, a 9/11 candle vigil. Ah, yes, I'll sign your petition. With blood. with your blood, human blood. Work with me here.
Jesus Christ.
Kendall Vigil, it was Dracula's. A super spooky, a 9/11. A Kendall Vigil, it was Dracula's. A super spooky, a 9/11. Kendall Vigil. If you can hear this, you're dead.
All right, Asterios, I would like to give you the opportunity now to publicly disavow your hilarious comedy.
Oh my God.
D is for disavow.
Look, much like I said last time, us boomers, we always think we're right, even though when we're being blatantly contradictory. Like, if someone today pitched me some sort of 9/11 sketch, I'd be like, nah, that's too easy. No, you're just going for shock humor. But then I'm 37 now. When I was 21 or 22, we rented out the Rolling Stones studio to record a song called Dracula Super Spooky 9/11 Candle.
You guys did this the year after 9/11?
Yes. Well, the day after 9/11, Joan came up with the premise.
Oh, you're writing it off on your fucking friend, Asterios.
Well, I'm just saying, we were little baby edgelords. Like, 9/11 happens, we're all in college. It was supposed to be the first day of college. And then 9/11 happens, and it's like, classes are canceled. And then the next day, it's like, classes are also canceled. And, like, we're all thinking, like, so is that kind of it for classes? Like, are we, 9/11 happened, do we not take class anymore? And me and Joan and Jeffrey are all sitting, and Joan is an RA, and she's supposed to be, like, in charge of, like, our safety and keeping us, like a morale officer, and making sure we're all calm and relaxed and not scared that 9/11 is going to happen in Boston. And all of a sudden, Joan just goes, what if we did a sketch called Dracula's Super Spooky 9/11 Candle Vigil?
What, she came up with the day after?
That's what I'm saying. She pitched this on 9/12. And I'm like, and it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Wow. And I still think that's like the funniest joke I've ever heard. And then we just immediately got to work writing and recording the song.
Well, let me say, I know it's the popular Zoomer thing to shame everybody for trying to make other people laugh. But
you guys do love that.
But as an edgy Zoomer, even still to this day, I find this song to be very, very funny. And I'm happy that I now have a link to it to listen to whenever I want to.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We hired a professional guitar player. Like, there's like that guy that's playing the guitar is like a really, like a Joe Satriani level guitar player. We really put a lot of work into Dracula's Super Spooky 9/11 Candle Vigil. It kind of reminds me of, like, I mean, you made that whole school shooter movie, and one of the jokes about it is, wow, he made it. This is 20 minutes long. Like, he put so much work into this joke.
Yeah, I guess school shootings are the modern day 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to be edgy, how about this? You're Mr. Zoomer. In my generation, you brought up 9/11 to be edgy. Like, you know, there's plenty of Family Guys about it. You know, you guys now being school shooter jokes is the new edgy. What's for the future of Zoomerosity? The Doomers. Like, what are the Doomers going to do to be edgy?
Oh, every time there's a nuclear fallout, they're going to make jokes about it.
Oh, like, are they going to be like, this is as bad as Fallout 4?
They're going to say, wow, we really popcorned all those Afghanis.
Oh, my, wait, what is popcorning
mean? You throw popcorn in the microwave and it blows up.
What? Is that a thing?
It is now. We're the new... Fuck. I'm a Doomer now.
God damn it.
Speaking of Doomers, I did invite Dick Masterson to join us for the next episode to be the resident Doomer, if that's okay with you. He said he wants to come on.
Well, yes! We should talk to him right away. But he's older than me. How can he be a doomer? You're the doomer. I'm the zoomer. He's the boomer if he gets here.
Well, I guess we're going to have a big Freaky Friday when that happens.
All right.
Now, real quick, before we go, I want to play at least one voicemail since some people actually...
All right, I want to hear it.
Okay. Okay, I've got three here. I'll read the names and you tell me which one you want to hear. Do you want to hear God Damn It Monkey? Do you want to hear Ascended Zoomer? Or do you want to hear Virtue Signaling in the Stone Age?
I want to hear the first one. I want to hear God Damn It Monkey.
Okay, this is the one I'm most excited for too.
God fucking damn it, Monkey. Why did you do this? Why did you put me in this position, you motherfucker? Why would you do this? Why would you do this, you fucking idiot? Monkey's friends are harassing my friend, Brandon Rodriguez. And these are the four people. Brett Kavanaugh, Andy Zignore, Rich Alvarez, Seanhead. These are the people you need to ban from your Discord and communities. And here's the thing. I don't have a problem with Monkey as a person, but he was the worst member of the Ecstasy podcast.
Oh, come on.
And the fact that he thinks everyone should have a platform to have free speech on means he's a fucking idiot. Like, honestly, your views on free speech, Monkey, are stupid. Like, you are outright stupid about how you subjectively feel about that. You don't have to let anyone say what they think. That's not your fucking job. Owie, my foreskin hurts. Please, Lolly, stop playing with my foreskin. I am King Digibro.
Is that something you've said? Wait, is this Digibro? Why didn't know that?
I think he wanted to apologize for the end of the other show, so he wanted to call into our new one.
Let me tell you how a boomer would have started that comedy bit. Digibro here, and then you say your name. For example, you watch your South Parks or your Family's Guy, and someone literally says, "I'm Donald Trump. I eat poo and pee. My ideas are bad, and I hate my lad." Well, I'm done. Like, he's got to announce who he is. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Zoomers, we use context. We use jokes.
What? What is that? What?
We try to work the jokes into the bit.
What text?
I know you're a big fan of SNL, where they hold up cue cards to the audience of when to laugh, but...
Yes, it's great.
Zoomer generation, you have to put in creativity. Oh, no. Is he going to get his cuckfight thing? Oh, he's off mic. I can call him a fucking boomer again.
What's
oh,
that?
Oh, shit!
See, I have an applause sign, and I use it when I'm, like when I have people over at, a cocktail party or something, and I want them to cheer for me, I just hold this up. You guys, you don't have these?
No, the closest thing we have is a slide whistle, but I can't even find it.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
What a fucking boomer.
The boomers to the rescue again. We have to bail out your generation with our super cool slide whistles. And our ocarinas. Do you even know what that is?
No, if it's not a game that I can play wirelessly, I don't know what it is.
That's Tingle's theme. Tingle, the funny elf from the Zelda games. Tingle.
Zelda, that's an old man game. We only play Fortnite now.
God damn it! Do you play any games where a woman is tied up and damseled and needs to be rescued, like Mario Brothers or Zelda, Metroid, where there's like a terrified young woman on a planet and like you, a man, have to help her get off?
No, our Zoomer games are things like Fortnite and just anything where you can play as a man or a woman and equally be the hero and go fight and save the day for everybody.
There are women video game characters
now?
Yeah,
Overwatch, half the characters are women.
Wait, oh, I'm sorry, you're talking about like Left 4 Dead Bikini Volleyball, where it's just like, you know, they're there for fun.
That game is a kind of problematic, Asterios. But I'm not surprised that you would enjoy that.
Yeah, I've got a problem with it. It doesn't work on my Region 1 PlayStation 2. That's my problem with it.
Everybody, what are we going to have him vote on this week, Asterios? I don't think we should do who won every week. I think we can give him a different thing to vote on and have a little bit of fun
with. Okay, so maybe this week we should
have... Well, me and Andy did a movie fight. Maybe they can vote for who won the movie
fight. Oh, that's great. Who won the movie fight? Okay, that.
Monkey Jones or Andy. I'll throw you in there, too. Maybe you'll win the movie fight, too.
I hope I do.
And unfortunately, folks... Next week, I'm going to be down in Florida, roughing it with Rusty Cage, so we're going to skip next week, but we'll be back the following week, probably with Dick Masterson, so look forward to that.
Are you going to kill Rusty Cage?
I tried several times, and this will be my final bout, and we'll see what happens.
Good luck to you, young man.
That's it for Boomer vs. Zoomer this week. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I have been your resident Boo Zoomer. Oh, fuck, I'm fucking this up worse than you did last time.
Way to go, Boomer.
No!
Way to go, asshole.
Go subscribe to Asterios, patreon.com/Asterios.
Yeah, and subscribe to, we got patreon.com/Mumkey. Subscribe to Mumkey Jones on YouTube and Mumkey Jones 2. And if you want an audio version of this, you can hear, we got to get this thing set up on its own feed. But for now, it's asteriospodcast.com. If you want to listen
to it. Yeah, and the video feed, of course, is at Mumkey Jones 2. I'm sure there's links to both everywhere.
Yeah.
See you next time, folks.